AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk shot and killed today while making a speaking appearance on a college campus.
That's a lot of people, Utah, I'll tell you what.
Utah Valley University sophomore Dallin Gilbertson says he was near the stage when the shooting happened.
They were debating and someone approached him and asked the question, how many school shootings or shootings in general are done at the hands of people who are transgender? Charlie Kirk says too many.
Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason.
The shot came from here on campus, from a location at a fair... potentially from a roof, yes. A longer distance shot from a roof.
A person of interest is in custody, but the suspect may still be on the loose. Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
To whoever did this, we will find you. We will try you. And we will hold you accountable to the furthest extent of the law. And I just want to remind people that we still have the death penalty here in the state of Utah.
Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports on a shooting in neighboring Colorado.
Authorities say three teens were critically wounded at a suburban Denver high school, including the suspected shooter. Jefferson County Sheriff's spokesperson Jackie Kelly.
We have for sure three people who were transported to the hospital. One of those three is our shooter. They are all juveniles and all are critical right now.
The shooting was reported around 12:30 p.m. at Evergreen High School in Evergreen, Colorado, about 30 miles west of Denver in the Rocky Mountain foothills. It was not clear what led to the shooting or how the suspected shooter, believed to be a student at the school, was shot.
I don't believe law enforcement fired any rounds today. So we still need to learn exactly what happened to that suspect and why he is injured the way that he is.
Sound courtesy KMGH, Denver 7. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. NASA's rover Perseverance has uncovered rocks in a dry river channel on Mars that may hold signs of ancient microscopic life. Hi Panjwani has the story.
It's a signature.
Nikki Fox with the NASA Science Mission Directorate.
It's a sort of leftover sign. It's not life itself.
They stress they still need to analyze the sample, ideally in labs on Earth, before reaching any conclusions. The rover can't directly detect life. Instead, it carries a drill to penetrate rocks and tubes to hold the samples. It gathers samples from places that could have been most suitable for hosting life billions of years ago. Lead researcher Joel Hurwitz at Stony Brook University says it's the best, most compelling candidate yet in the rover's search for potential signs of long-ago life.
Some set of chemical reactions occurred at the time they were being deposited, and so we really wanted to understand what those reactions might have been.
Audio courtesy of NASA. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.